Hot Business on Hot 102.7 is powered by Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking, your partner with sector expertise and tailored solutions to help you grow with purpose and ambition. Standard Bank is an authorized FSP and registered credit provider.
Hot Business is powered by Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking.
Now, this is welcome news. South Africa's small businesses are powering ahead. That's despite the odds. It's the surprising headline, I think, from Xero's just released 2025 State of Small Business Report. And it shows that 83% of SMEs grew revenue in the past year and 90% feel optimistic about the future. But I also think the story might be a little bit more nuanced. Small firms are battling rising costs, policy uncertainty, load shedding. We're in the middle of that right now, and a persistent skills crunch. At the same time, though, they're leaning into technology, artificial intelligence, and also calling for more funding and tailored support. So I want to try and pull all of that together for you. I'm in conversation with Colin Timmis, who's country manager at Xero South Africa, and let's break down what's working, what's not, and what lies ahead for ostensibly the engine room of the South African economy. So Colin, welcome to you, and I want to start with that headline, 83% of small businesses growing last year. Is that surprising to you, given the economic headwinds that the economy is facing?
Thanks very much, Jeremy. No, I don't think so. I think South African businesses have shown a lot of resilience over the years. There's been a number of challenges they've faced, and they've set themselves up to deal with a lot of these headwinds that they continuously face. It's almost as though they expect a lot of these challenges to land. And so when they do land, they've already made plans on how they're going to deal with most of them. So, of course, the VAT being on and the VAT being off over the last couple of months has been very topical. But I think a lot of businesses operationally are set up to survive and deal with a lot of these challenges. And we've seen that trend in all of our reports over the last few years.
You use the word resilience, and I absolutely accept that. But underlying that, maybe even some concern, 40% of SMEs flagging political and economic instability. How do you think that then is shaping their decision making this year?
Yeah, like anyone investing in a company, investing in a country, you need your capital to be secure. You can't have your capital at risk. And if it is at risk, then you have a fear of investing or getting the working capital available to grow. And so I think businesses, you know, applying for loans, applying for finance, investing in most cases their own capital, are cautious when there is political and economic instability. And so it really is important that we create an environment where it is not as constantly changing as what many small businesses currently face. And that'll allow them to invest more and have the confidence to invest not just in working capital, which is a big need when it comes to lending and cash flow, but also into bigger capital projects.
And in that respect, then, training and funding particularly are two of the most needed areas where it comes to support. Have you applied your mind as to what solutions would actually move the needle in that respect?
Look, there's some very practical solutions. Sometimes when we talk about these topics, it can be very theoretical. And people often comment about how many people are involved, particularly in the small business industry, and how much funding and capital is actually available, but how little of it actually reaches these businesses, and how many of them, throughout the years that we've done the research, still constantly seem to struggle with access to skills and access to capital. And just on the topic of capital, you know, I'd probably highlight that there are solutions available right now that enable businesses to access capital and funding, whether it's, you know, for capital projects or whether it's working capital, far more easily than was traditionally done. So by using technology, by using mobile devices, by using transactional information present on your bank statement, we're seeing a lot of small businesses access capital and access funding far quicker, 24, 48 hours in some cases, which I think, again, lends itself to that optimism where people are seeing, but hold on, if I use technology and some of these new platforms, I'm able to solve a lot of problems that are very real to me.
It's gratifying to see that so many small businesses are optimistic, but maybe also a degree of over-leverage and maybe a little bit too much confidence. So as we enter into the second half of 2025, do you think the risk quotient is then starting to increase slightly? What should they be looking out for?
Yeah, look, business owners, entrepreneurs, leaders are generally always optimistic. You know, they're always thinking things are going to go well. And sometimes you're 100% right. They miss some of the challenges that could trip them up. Look, I think small businesses, particularly in South Africa, and we did a separate bit of research on this a few years ago on how resilient they are compared to colleagues in other countries like Canada, Singapore, and the US. And I think generally, I think that they are set up correctly. And I think there's a great amount of operational rigor present in a lot of these businesses. And so I'm probably not that concerned that there's over-optimism, let's say, in a lot of these businesses. I think we're seeing a massive move to technology, mobile devices, even compliance. If you look at some of the SAR statistics that are coming out, there's good indicators that people are setting themselves up correctly in their companies. And most importantly, Jeremy, I think they're attaching themselves to people and communities that are able to support them. The accounting industry as one is a great example of a group of people with a huge amount of experience and insights across varied industries. And we can see just in our own data that we have that businesses attached to an accountant or financial advisor last longer, perform better because they have that level of support and expertise. So they're optimistic, but I think if they continuously connect with the right support structures, I think they'll be just fine.
Yeah, pat on the back for the accountants. The report says 80% of small firms see them as their most trusted advisor. Let me pivot to technology quickly. A big theme in your report is, and I'm going to quote you, tech hungry but resource starved. What do you think the most pressing barriers are stopping SMEs from scaling with tech?
I think it's probably a lack of knowledge. It's moving so quickly. Even in my own instance, you know, we're a technology business and we're dealing with it all the time. And I have to constantly undergo training to keep up to date with some of the changes that are happening. And I think probably one of the big challenges is information is coming so quickly. It's probably not broken down into what is the most applicable for a business. I would just encourage most small businesses and business owners and accountants to not get lost too much in the detail. A lot of the technology is already present in the products you're already using. So when you're using your mobile device and using a great accounting platform as an example or a lending platform, you know, AI and generative AI solutions are available in those products already. So you really don't need that technical information on how these things work often. They're present in the products that you're using and you simply get to experience the value that they bring. So probably don't get lost too much in the weeds. Just look for good sort of cloud-based digital technologies that are connected to great accountants. And I think in most instances, then you're going to get the full benefit.
And just in conclusion, I want to come back to that word resilience that you used a little earlier. You've highlighted the role of grit, of innovation, but important that we scale that across the ecosystem and not just among standout performers. And that, I would suggest, is a lot more difficult to achieve.
Yeah, it is a lot more difficult to achieve, but I think if we stay focused on what are the outcomes we're trying to achieve first, we then get the various stakeholders that are involved in particularly the small business industry together to decide how we scale that resilience through businesses. I'm a firm believer, and I think a lot of the data shows that there are just, again, so many organizations and so much capital available to support small businesses. The big challenge we have is that they're not connected, they're not appropriately integrated, let's say, with the small business space. And we can build resilience in those companies by coming together as stakeholders who are looking to support those small businesses. And that resilience will grow. Resilience comes from a number of different areas in a business. One of the most important, I think, is good operational rigor and good financial controls. And if you have that in place, you know, you're a more resilient business because you've got better cash flow, you've got better client relationships, you've got better growth opportunities. So how do we connect these businesses, I think, with that community and that network, and that will build the resilience in these companies?
Well, all in all, a very positive body of research. That's the 2025 State of Small Business Report. It comes from Xero, and I've been talking to Country Manager Colin Timmis.
Hot Business is powered by Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking, delivering expert support and tailored solutions to help your business grow with confidence, clarity, and resilience.
When you choose Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking, you get access to our transactional banking solutions. Accessing our transactional banking solutions means you'll get a dedicated manager from the country's best relationship bank. When you have a dedicated relationship manager, their business is to understand your business and its financial needs. By understanding all your needs, they can connect you with the right sector and product experts across 15 key African markets. You see, there's transactional banking, then there's transactional banking with us. Search Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking. Standard Bank is an authorized FSP and registered credit provider. T's and C's apply.